Merci, monsieur l'ambassadeur.
Thank you very much, Ambassador. Ladies and gentlemen, as a national delegate to counter racism and anti-Semitism, it is an honor for me to be able to answer some points that have been mentioned this morning. My delegation works closely with the Defender of Human Rights, which is the national body which deals with individual complaints when people have been the victims of discrimination, whether racial, religious, or geographical discrimination. Secondly, and this is something that a number of delegations have mentioned, in particular Israel, Lebanon, and Madagascar, certain projects have been set up to counter racism and anti-Semitism. In 2017, more than 600 projects were funded. These are local and national projects. The next national plan to counter racism and anti-Semitism, which will be started by the Prime Minister in March, is currently being discussed with associations and NGOs and all relevant ministries. This will be an ambitious plan. The aim is to counter all forms of discrimination. And the third point deals with anti-LGBT hate speech. In this context, I would like to refer to the national plan to deal with all hatred expressed against LGBT. 128 projects have been funded. These projects are educational, cultural, and dealing with the fundamental roles of the state, and also have been carried out in the area of sport. There's a great deal to be done in this regard. And the final point I'd like to address, which was raised by Haiti, dealing with hatred on the internet, racism and anti-Semitism are very significant on the internet, and France is determined to counter this new form of expression of hatred. And here we are inspired by the German example when it comes to regulating social networks in order to counter racism and anti-Semitism. This brings me to the end of my statement. Thank you.